Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene, el mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene, mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
What is up, mi gente? This is your darker host of the XF Fantasy Football Podcast, your undeniable favorite, Jay Sizzle. This week, we have an excellent set of co-hosts that have some unrivaled NFL/NBA 2K knowledge in the game, whose fantasy teams currently reside next to a pineapple under the sea. Let's welcome in Vic and D-Raw.
What up, Jay Sizzle? It's your boy, D-Raw, a.k.a. Mean D, a.k.a. Mr. Frugal, here and ready to represent on XF Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yes, sir. It's great to have you, bro.
What's going on, man? If I knew you were going to shit on me right when the pod started, I probably wouldn't have joined.
But yeah, take a shit. Oh, are, man, I mean.
We are the bottom.
Yeah, busted boys.
Representing.
Boys, my goodness. I mean, I don't even know what to say about y'all season this year in fantasy.
It's all right. We all know who's going to end up at the bottom.
Yeah, it's probably going to be me. I'm not going to lie. I'm having the worst fucking
technically,
work.
Technically, it should be you, but nah, it's going to be Mick. The team's not going to have anyone left to trade.
You think? Bro, he might. He damn well could end up at the bottom.
I hope it's Birdo after all the shit talking he does with only three
no
wins.
No shit. He thinks he's fucking hot shit.
It's like his best team he's ever had, and he's still in the bottom.
Yes, sir. All right, boys. Well, we are a diverse group of fans for various NFL teams, so let's get into the Week 7 results.
All right. All right, up first, Birdo Steelers lose to the Dolphins 10-16 on Sunday Night Football.
My Giants beat them Jags, girl, 23-17. It wasn't pretty, but hey, we got the job done.
And the Cowboys beat the Lions 24-6. You know, how about them boys?
Yes, sir. Noah's Buccaneers lose to the Panthers 3-21. I mean, bro, what the fuck was that, man? P.J. Washington? Tom Brady? I mean, god damn, that was embarrassing.
Bro, and they're, what is it, Bucks and Packs freaking, like, Sunday night or something? Yee!
What's up with all these women ruining our goats? Tiger Woods and his wife, now Giselle and Tom Brady? Like, fuck, man.
Pussy's a powerful thing, man.
Dippy's Packers lose to the Commanders. Good Lord, against Tyler Heinicke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
And I believe Aaron Rodgers is 0-4 against the Commanders. That's...
Yikes, bro. I cannot believe... like, that fool just laying on the ground whenever they lost, and it was final score. This fool just did not want to get up.
You know who beat the Commanders? Tony Romo. That's why he's better than Rodgers. Anyways.
Here we go. Here we fucking go. All right. So with that being said, we went over the NFL recap. Let's do the fantasy recap. So myself versus Noah. After damn near 70% of Noah's team being traded away for a Week 7 matchup against me, Noah ends up going against High Point for the week. God damn, Noah, I am so sorry, Bubba. But your boy J Squiz got the dub.
Damn, tough luck. And next up, we have Cody versus Dip. Cody beats Dippy by 1 point, man. 110-109. I was really hoping for a tie to see how that played out in the league, but maybe next time.
Right. just couldn't
stat
be.
Stat corrections, man.
I know.
Exactly.
And Mick versus JT. JT puts a beat down on Mick, beating him by 52 points. Damn, got beat by... That's embarrassing. With Mick getting the low point of the week.
Oh, man, yeah. Poor Mick.
On his way down.
Joe versus Bert. Bert absolutely annihilated Joe. 148-92. Really giving him a big warm welcome to the XF Fantasy Football League. I mean, way to invite a rookie to the league, Bert.
I believe this would be Bert's last win of the season.
Damn.
Calling it now?
Yep.
Yeah, bruh.
Quit sending me some garbage ass trades, Bert.
And up next, damn man, I lost again in another week where I could have won if I just started the right person in my flex. Pat ended up beating me 130-120.
Damn. Is that how you've been losing, bro?
Yeah.
By the player that's like, oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, like the first week I got 0 out of my flex. The next week I got like 4. And so I'm just getting a little bit more, but if I'm playing the right player, I could win every week.
Yeah, that's freaking brutal.
And me versus J-Dub, and I lose by 2.38 points. Oh, man, those two big trades I made to get those two players got me a whopping 1.5 points.
No way.
Running gave me shit. Running gave me shit.
Oh, bro.
That's why you never make trades with Jews, man.
All right, easy, Kanye West. All right, last up, Dre versus Keaton.
Ask Jesus.
Dre versus Keaton, with Keaton nearly getting a high point, but laying an ass whooping on Dre, 163-109. Poor Keaton.
Does Keaton just, like, his competition is high point, like, if he's going to get it or not?
Bro, they said that he keeps getting robbed from high point, like barely. And legit, this last week, me and him, his linebacker, or DB, one of the two, freaking almost, oh, it was a D-line, I think. Almost got it for him.
You know what that means, though.
Like, your team compared to his is, like, not even comparable, but, like.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
Bro, it's finally going off for you.
Hey. Trying to go get my second.
That just means Keaton's probably going to win the entire thing because he's missing out on all the little money. He's going to win the big pot at the end.
Yeah,
I don't
no
think
shit.
I've ever won high point. Ever.
Really? Damn. Bro, how many seasons have you been at the fucking bottom making your way up to the top with like 5 wins or something?
I do it every year. Except this year.
That's why you never get high point, motherfucker.
That's why it's fucking this year. We joined Sleeper app and it's fucking gay.
Bro, it's got to be said, Vic. You got to get rid of that magazine you order every season for the draft.
What are you talking about? I'm one of the most winning teams every time I'm on here.
Nah, bro, get rid of that shit.
Yeah, Sleeper won't even make me go up in the standings even when I beat the team ahead of me.
And they got rid of it just for that. They're like, yeah. Hey, no way. It's time to jump into Trade Galore. Now, this part of the pod, I ask you very politely to please get comfortable. If you can, please put Rivians into auto drive because this is going to be a very lengthy segment here. All right, so we are jumping into Trade Galore. Now, there were over 9 trades in the span
Damn!
Of 7 days.
Talk about trade
let's
galore.
Start this.
Live it up to the
no
name.
Shit, bro. All right, let's start off with
you,
Mick and Noah.
Roberto.
No joke. So
Noah.
We had Mick sending Mick. He sent him Latavius Murray, Chris Godwin, Noah Fant, and Miles Sanders. And in return, received Devin Duvernay, Kyle Pitts, Rondell Moore, and Ramondre Stevenson. Darius and Vic, please grade this trade with a letter. A through F.
I'll give Noah A and Mick a shit emoji.
Yeah, I think it's a B plus for Noah, C for Mick or Mick.
Sorry about that, Mick.
Motherfucker.
Bruh.
Now, obviously, Mick is addicted, and actually, Noah got bit by the trade bug too.
Did
So
he ever?
after that, Noah traded Kareem or traded Rondale Moore to Birdo in return for Kareem Hunt. Letter grade.
C minus for both.
I'll give Noah a B plus because Kareem Hunt could get traded, and
Okay.
he's still productive.
All right, I respect it. So an average of a C. Let's go to Cody making a trade with Pat. Pat sent him Isaiah Pacheco while Cody gave him Darnell Mooney. Letter grade.
See.
Are you sure
Vic?
those aren't just waiver pickups?
Yeah, was that last week?
No, these
No,
are trades, bro.
those look like waiver pickups to me.
These are. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
But
I mean
whatever.
Mooney and the Bears look decent this last game. Isaiah Pacheco, I think the next day after Pat traded him and had been sitting on him
Pat.
for so fucking long, got named starter for the Chiefs. So I don't know if he did
Oh
very
yeah, so
well,
he is
but
the starter now, so I guess it's an A now.
for Cody, right? Yep,
Yeah.
I believe so. I believe so.
After he screwed Pat over.
Yep. Next trade here we have J Dub and Mick. Mick traded. Mick sent J Dub, Latavius
Right.
Murray, and Chris Godwin for Robert Woods and AJ Dillon.
Those two players sound so familiar. I know, we'll probably
Right?
get to that. We'll get
Yeah,
that. We'll get to
you'll
that.
be getting some deja vu vibes on these this
Honestly, I don't
goalie.
know what the f Mick was thinking on this one. Mick hits a D. You don't trade away Chris Godwin. He's a top 10 receiver in fantasy right now.
Agreed.
Yeah, I
B.
gotta give Mick like a B plus than J Dub a B.
Like he got like J Dub got the better running back and the better receiver.
Yep. That's what I'm seeing too. And then myself and Pat made a trade. I send over Donovan Peoples-Jones and Tariq Woolen for Caleb Huntley.
D for dog shit.
Like what is that?
I agree. After he after Huntley didn't do a jack shit, I also give it a dog shit.
What was his pitch to you? Like I don't even
Well,
know. None of those guys are good.
he needed a DB, and Woolen actually is getting really good numbers. Donovan Peoples-Jones is doing decent, so he just wanted somebody in return. Caleb Huntley, I thought was going to do something
Decent
and didn't do fucking anything,
is a
so
nice word.
my filler was terrible. And then I traded Birdo, Quinnen Williams. I got Quinnen Williams and Birdo. I sent Birdo Daniel Bellinger.
A plus for JC.
My boy!
Because Bellinger got the sh his eye taken out of his face.
Bro, he's Dunskies.
He can't even see.
Nope. Darius?
I
Who would have
mean,
saw that coming?
it's a B trade for both of you guys, but I mean, is it, well, you get a boost because, yeah, Bellinger is going to be out for the season.
True, true. Now, of course, during the trade, nobody knew that was going to happen. Okay, now we have Noah and Victor. Okay.
Fuck
Noah
this trade, man.
receives Noah receives Chase Edmonds, Brandon Ayuk, and Rashad Bateman, while Victor receives Kenyon Drake, Mike Boone, and Drake London. I'll letter grade this one. Kenyon Drake, Mike Boone, and Drake London. Dog
My defense,
shit.
Kendrick Drake was supposed to start because Dobbins was out. Drake
Oh
London is getting
man.
the 36 pass shares. He just didn't do shit, and Ayuk went off. Bateman's looking good. It's all right, though.
Did you agree?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, Big.
It was an F.
Right.
I was so desperate to get off Ayuk because I was like, he's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I've got people on my team like that too. So then we have
I got another
Birdo
one.
and Mick trading. Birdo receives Chase Claypool, Wan'Dale
The
Robinson,
fuck are you
and
doing,
Mick
man?
receives Christian Kirk.
I give it to C for crack because both of these guys trade like they are addicted to this
Like, I don't
mother.
know what. Are y'all like just sharing roster spots with each other?
Bro, is it like, collusion?
I'll hold your players if you hold mine.
Bro, who it might two be wide fucking collusion. For one?
And I don't know.
Bro, I've already said.
I'll give Mick the better grade on this one.
Really?
I
mean, Kirk, yeah,
minus.
I guess. Ugh, it's ugly,
Kirk has
bro.
More fantasy points than all those two guys combined still without having a good week.
But Mick wasn't done there, Victor, because then he went to trade to you, where you received Robert Woods, AJ Jones, Chuba
Hubbard.
He didn't
even
Hubbard.
Have Dylan on his roster for a game. Or Woods.
Bro, he didn't have half of these people in his trades on his team for the start of the week. And then Mick got Drake London.
I said, fuck you, 1 point. And, what you got? And hey, Mick came with me with the offer. That's why I didn't say shit when Pat was bitching about it. I was just like, I felt
yes,
like
sir.
Cody.
I felt hey, like Cody.
He offered me the trade. I was like, I don't know. I think it was like just Hubbard. It was like Hubbard for London. It's like, no. He was like, Hubbard and Dylan for London. I was like, eh. Throw Robert Woods in there just to see. If-
oh my God, and he goes for it.
I was like,
oh my
right.
God. Bro, why? Why? I don't even like thinking about it too hard, bro. I just,
well,
I'll never
understand.
Obviously,
I want Hubbard because he's a back. My handicap.
Yep. Alright, last one.
Damn, Dylan had to travel a lot.
Yeah, he did. He traveled through the half the league.
Dude, that guy,
to get to
that
me.
Dude gets around, man.
Yeah, no shit. Victor and I in the trades with the last one here, which was I received Jared Goff and AJ Dillon, and Victor receives Geno Smith and Hayden Hurst.
Why'd you want the trade? Because you wanted the handicap for Dylan.
Yeah.
Tight end and a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, I also got 20 in Fab too. I guess it doesn't show the Fab in the trade. But yeah, I needed. I'm basically screwed if my running back RB1 goes down, which was Oh God, Victor just made a trade.
breaking fucking news, bro. Damn.
Oh my gosh. We have a trade that just took place. Victor Lugo has made a trade with Keet Skeet, where Victor has sent has received Tyler Lockett and has sent Robert Woods and Raheem Mostert. Oh my goodness, Vic.
Let's go, Seahawks! Let's go, baby!
Oh my God, bro. I mean, that's not a bad trade. It's pretty fair both ways.
I don't make bad trades. Unless it's offered to me and I accept them.
Ain't that facts, bro. Ain't that facts. I mean, I can't even knock that trade. I'd give that trade an A for both of you guys, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty solid for both of you guys.
Keaton's team is stupid, bro.
Yeah,
I'm glad I already
played
him.
I was like, who do I want? I was like, oh, I want him, but damn, I can't even offer anyone that. I almost gave him. We were talking to Cook at first, but I was like, I can't give him that.
Damn, no wonder you're so distracted during the pod. You're over there fucking making deals.
Yes, sir. Let's go Seahawks, baby.
Fantasy never sleeps, like they say.
Let's go.
All right, boys. We're going to hop into the waiver wire pickups. These are the top five most fab spent.
Also on that trade, make sure you take the time to give that shit emoji. On that trade.
Oh, damn right. Don't worry, we fucking will. All right, Victor, you're starting off the waiver wire pickups.
All right, so for the most money spent this week, we had Mr. Andre spending a good 103 on that Buckeye. And he was a competitive bid. He outbid himself by $103 to get his man. Oh, nope, sorry, wrong. Cody gave him $10 and lost that bet, but I guess that's a good pickup by Dre. I mean, that's a lot of money,
bro. That's a fucking lot of money for Paris Campbell. But hey,
I think that's more than what Paris is getting paid in real life.
All right, next up, Cody spends $34 on Harrison Smith, and not a single person put another bid in, so good luck with him, Cody.
He's got to stack up on those white players.
All by his lonesome out there.
You know, Double K Cody loves his white players.
And then D spent a whopping 27 on the Longhorn himself, starting for Luis's Indianapolis Colts, with one other bid from
me, myself. Yeah, I didn't spend anything. I put a $0 on there. I don't know if anybody else is gonna put something.
Does this mean Texas is back?
I don't know, man. So D, do you really believe in him? I
kind
of
don't know. He doesn't believe in him.
He keep people 27 on him, bro.
Yeah, but like this fab is kind of like we got too much fab at the beginning of the season. Like 27 means nothing to me when I mean
27 was a scare fab. He was like, someone might put 26 on there.
He's trying to raise a silent auction on him. Yeah, I mean I'm curious to see what happens. I mean I have fucking two receivers on the Colts, so, and now Dre has Paris Campbell, so I guess I'm interested to see what happens.
I think he's just gonna
Pierce, man.
I just hope he runs the ball a lot and kind of hands the ball to my running back. So I'm all in on the Colts backfield.
Oh, JT!
Yikes! Which is crazy that Matt Ryan is getting benched. Like he didn't just throw. Well, it's not crazy. It's kind of they're benching him so they don't have to give up that draft pick.
Which makes sense because he's been dog shit.
He killed it the last 2 weeks. Prior to this last one, he threw like 4 touchdowns. But they're like, you know what? We're not winning the Super Bowl this year. Fuck that. We want our pick. Which is what they should have done last year with fucking Carson Wentz. They learned their lesson.
True.
All right. I mean, I can't believe I'm reading this, but my boy, your boy, JT, spent 24 fake dollars. I mean, they're not even real, but 24 fake dollars on Danger Russ.
That was $24 or as real as Russell Wilson is as a person.
Exactly.
Mr.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. What do you want to be when you grow up? Unlimited. Corny ass dude. That's right. Didn't he get any hurt?
Yeah.
He was getting ready. No, he's getting ready on the airplane doing some stretches that whole flight.
Them high knees, bro.
High knees. I would have knocked his ass out and told his ass to sit down.
Bruh.
Like, bro, you see that seatbelt sign is on? You better sit your ass down.
I mean, I hate, man, how far Russ is falling, but this dude is just not it anymore, and they got to pay him for 5 more years.
Let Russ cook. All right, and then JC spends a whopping $23 on Graham Ganono. Locking
yes,
his fellow G-men with 2 other bids at $2 and $0. So, JC got the Giants' second best player on the team.
Yes, sir. Hey, that was the $20 that Vic gave me in my trade, so I'm cool with that.
Ow!
Technically, I spent $3. All right, boys, next up we have the injuries for last week.
All right, the biggest one that shook the world was Breece Hall getting a season-ending ACL injury, which cut short an incredible rookie season for him and fucked up Roberto, which we all love.
All right.
Damn, shit, this trumpet's all messed up. Go ahead.
All right, up next, my boy DK suffered a patellar tendon issue, which doesn't have a timetable yet, but will not require surgery.
Makes that trade even better for me, boys. Let's go, Lockett. Let's go, Lockett. Lockett in my pocket.
Bruh.
And Mike Williams and David Njoku both suffer an ankle injury, both being labeled as a high ankle sprain. They're expected back in 2 to 5 weeks.
Bro, did y'all see Mike Williams?
Hurt.
Bro, Mike Williams has looked bad. It reminded me a lot of when Dak got his foot or whatever it was broken.
Except Dak's foot was like in two spots. Like he
Yeah, I
literally
know.
snapped
But
his leg.
it looked the same, which is wild
Good
that
thing
this
it's
fool
just a
just has an
high.
ankle
Well, a high
injury.
ankle
Yeah.
sprain is still considered a broken ankle.
Yeah.
But his was a
Fair enough.
compound fracture.
It should look nasty.
All right, more good news out of Green Bay. Alan Lazard suffered a shoulder injury and was seen in a sling on Monday. Who does A-Rod have left to throw to in Green Bay?
Is Randall Cobb not there? No, he's out.
They
I
can probably
bet.
start using Aaron Jones in the passing game.
Where's Jordy
My
Nelson
boy,
today?
let's do it.
Jordy
Let's
Nelson might be
ride.
out there somewhere. Still waiting.
Jordy Nelson.
A sleeper
Yes,
is
sir.
Robert Tonyan on Dre's bench.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, the Sun God himself was concussed when getting hit by Anthony Barr. Why are we getting so fucking detailed? Anthony
Hey.
Barr in the Cowboys game. What a monster. We will not see the Sun gun Sun see the Sun again until the clears concussion protocol. And I've been trying to trade for that fool for so many weeks, and Joe is just like politely saying no in different ways. I'm like,
Politely.
say no, I think I like my side of the deal a little bit. It's not a bad trade. It's not a bad. I was like, Joe, just say fucking no, man. I'm like giving him these long paragraphs of why he should take the trade, and he's like, I see your point. It's not a
Bro.
bad trade. Right now, I think I like my players a little bit better. But you never know. I'm always open to make trades. I'm like, get mad.
Bro, he gave me a polite decline for being on the pod too. Just so polite and kind. He told me how the intro was so nice, and I was like, it was like a good old freaking paragraph, bro. I
You
was
know
like,
he's
damn,
probably
he's all
he
he had to
probably
say was
puts
no.
the he puts his phone down and looks at his wife and goes, "These guys are fucking idiots."
It's a facade. It's just a facade he does for us. That's awesome. All
Fucking
right,
bitches.
boys. Next, we jump into the power rankings. Now we got to start from the bottom and work our way to the top. So working on them bottom feeders, let's go ahead and get that popping.
All
Are
right,
you
for
ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Alright, boys. These fools are by a pineapple under the sea. Starting off in last place, we have your boy, my boy, friend of the pod. Football is life. I said it on the pod last time, bro. You gotta change that name. It's fucking
Nah, man, I'm about
cursed.
to do a ri ritual.
Nah, bro. It's gotta
Yeah, I'm about to do a
motherfucking
ritual.
go. Motherfucker gotta go.
I'm gonna go surrounded with trash can burning.
Right next to him is D, looking like dog shit. Then we have Picket Fences, who you guys are
Here's
saying is next to be at the bottom and probably have the punishment. We have H.E. Pennypacker
Will
in
he quit
11th.
again?
Fuck you and your frail ass dip at 10th place. Rest in
And
peace to
that's your
3P. Let's
13th place.
ride in 9th place. And then we have Screw Sleeper. In 8th place, which is Dre. Let's go ahead
I
and
agree, Screw
have
Sleeper.
you, Vic, do 7 and upwards.
And at 7, we got newcomer J-Dub, CD's Nuts, at 4 and 3. And at 6th place, somehow we have my Murray ate my homework, JT. That dude's
Somehow.
been surviving, man. I feel like he's had some of the bad luck with injuries, and but that one week with Hill really did good. I remember when I had Hill in my lineup. We have Commissioner Dip at 5th place. He has lost 3 of the last 4 games that he's played, I believe, because he was 3-0 with you, right, JC?
Yep. He was, yeah, I think we're like 4 or 5 and 0 or something. Maybe 4 and 0.
And number 4, we have named my team after myself, Team Joe Fiala, at 5 and 2, just politely kicking ass and declining trades.
I hear he got that right off his birth certificate. Like, he just went to his birth certificate, got his fantasy name, and was just like, fuck it, let's ride.
It was the first suggestion on his thing when he did. He's like, that sounds good.
Well, he couldn't even pick out the team in his name. He's just like,
all right. It's a team, and my name's Joe Fiala. It works. Perfect. Babe, this works, right? This is good, right? Yeah.
What? Oh my god, I'm about to wake up all these damn kids, bro.
And at the bottom it says at Joe Fiala, so they'll know it. Right.
I fucking love it, bro. Oh my god.
Alright. At number three, we have Book of Mormon at 5-2, which no one really cares about. Number two, we get Diddle My Kittle at 5-2, and with also scoring shit the most points in fantasy. He's the first one to 1,000 in fantasy. No one else is even there yet. And at number one, top dog, Mr. Your Ex at J Sizzle, just reminding everyone about their mistakes every week.
Damn, man, I cannot believe this name is working for you.
I thought he was going to have bad karma, like...
I know.
Like I did, bro. What I did, my mom.
That was the last. That was when you got last place.
Yeah, man, that year sucked.
It inspired me, bro, to do this season. And, bro, I think people just can't beat their ex. Like, I only lost to Dre by, like, a little bit of points, and I put the wrong person in, but...
That's
something
why.
About that ex, bro, gets them every time.
Well, it's because we can't get on our fantasy app to change our lineups because you have a picture of our ex on there. So if our wife came over our shoulder to see it, they'd be like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh,
why are you
shit,
checking
nothing,
out your ex?
Nothing.
That's a good point. Hey, sorry
it's
about
like, fuck it, leave my lineup how it is. Fuck it. I don't care.
It's not worth it. That's awesome.
All right. And low point of the week, a.k.a. walking the plank, is my boy. My best man in the wedding is Joe Fiala at 92.78 points, earning the title of Shittiest Team this week.
Joe Fiala, bro, it was Mick.
No, Mick got it in week 4.
Did he?
Yeah.
I could have sworn he had it.
Oh, yeah, Mick's gotten it a long time ago.
Bro, let's hang on. Let's check this real quick.
I just checked it, man.
Joe's right now looking over his shoulder like, you're really going to... Okay. I mean, I agree. I did not perform it the best of my as I could. My team tried their hardest, but I guess I'll walk this plank.
See, but look at this. It says week 7, unless there was a stat correction. It says that Joe had 92.78, Mick had 92.38.
No, we're saying, but Mick is already dead. Week 4, he died.
Ah, walking the plank is Joe. I see what you're saying. Gotcha. So Mick is so fucking bad that he can't walk the plank twice, is what you're saying.
Shit, no. I haven't done it the first 2 weeks, so I can't even talk.
Yikes. Mick, get some help, bro. Victor,
Joe's like, guys, don't watch this. It's okay. I deserve this. I deserve this. This is my mistake.
I earned it. Victor, don't forget this one for us, please, sir. Good, sir.
I'm sorry, I can't read. Congrats to High Point, JC, with 178 points.
Yes, sir, baby.
Making his total to 125. Oh shit! You don't even have to win, bro. Just quit,
bro. I know, right? So technically, everything after this is profit. So, hey, let's get this money.
Back to Joe. Like even his trash talk to Berto, bro. Even his trash talk to Berto. It was like in the most polite way.
What was it?
Whenever Berto was saying he was going to tear that ass up, and he was like, I forgot how he responded. But it was like not even like aggressive or anything. It was like acknowledging his name, congratulating him with his creativity, and was like, but I'm gonna beat you. And now Berto's an
asshole.
I'm
going to beat you. That's awesome.
Those
Hey, let's recap.
Those feelers didn't work out for him this week.
this year's total winners for High Point are Joe with 25, Berto with 25, Dip with 25, J-Dub with 25, Pat with 25, and me with 125 for the 100 that went to Last Man Standing.
So this is your first.
Now we get into the Week 8 matchups.
All right, first up, we got JC versus Berto in the Black Wives Matter Bowl.
Once you go black, you don't go back.
Yes, sir.
That's what they say. They must like to get their ass beat. looking at this, I think I'm going to have to go with JC with the win, just because Berto's not going to win another game. And because it was, I just got done with the trade, and it didn't take this fucker long enough long to go offer me some garbage ass trade while I'm doing this damn pod. Tell me how he thinks that's fair.
Vic receives Chase Claypool and Rondell Moore while Victor sends him Gerald Everett. Oh, good night.
This is the shit I deal with. Your team's at the bottom. You need help. I'm going to take your good players for my trash. Like, bro.
Bro. I told Berto that his offers are fucking dog shit.
No, they are.
And he's like, what are you talking about? They're so good. And I'm like, bro,
I'm gonna
get the hell
Corey
out of
Davis
here.
For Josh Jacobs. Devin Pierce.
All right,
Jalen, Jalen Waddle.
We're moving on from your ass. I'm about to mute you.
No, but I do think JC, your team is gonna win.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna take all those good players from him. But no, I just think I think you got the juice today this year, JC. Like your team.
Ah, boy. I hope so.
And there's not a better quarterback or offense humming right now than freaking Joe Burrow and the Bengals right now, and they're playing Cleveland. Your matchups are good. I mean, your second running back's ass. If you need one, I got one. If you
mm-hmm.
want another good trade.
But
you're good. Your team's
appreciate
solid.
You. Yeah. Appreciate you. Then we get into the Texas Back and Spine Specialist Classic, which is Dip versus Mick. And in this one, I would say, oh my God, Mick. Kenny Pickett. Your running backs aren't bad. Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk, Irv Smith, Drake London. Eesh. I've got to give this one to Dippy, bro.
Yeah, easily Dippy.
I mean,
sorry, Mick.
Easily. Easily. Sorry, Lobe. You might be holding that fucking sign on the corner of I-35 and Fort Worth Drive, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
God damn it, Mick. Sorry, I'm reading. Mick just gave Mostert the MVP season he needed with his comment.
Oh, no.
Mostert's a ticking time bomb. About to rush for 2,000 yards. The next Chris Johnson. Fuck, and I just traded him away.
DJ2K coming
God
up.
God damn it, Mick. Dude, bro, he fucking jinxed me this week. Like, his comment of, oh, look, Mick's going to get another win.
That was rough.
And I literally, dude, I look back at I was so confident. I was like, all right, we're going to have to get this going. I go back and I look at my phone. I said, what the fuck? And then I look at the comments and I see that comment by Mick. I was so mad. I didn't even want. I was like, no, fuck this. I'm watching House of Dragons the rest of the night. Fuck this. Oh, man. I hated him
bro,
so much.
The rookies have no idea the power of Mick's fucking curse,
bro.
Bro,
and Mick tries to play it when he tries to make it benefit him, but it doesn't work that way. It's when he says stupid shit like that, like he wants to sound like he's the smartest man in the room.
Oh my God, bro. He's fucking cursed, bro. Cursed.
Alright, up next is Cody vs. Joe in the White Privilege Showdown. In this matchup, it's gonna be a close one, but I just don't trust Dak Prescott right now, and I think Jalen's just gonna have a pretty good game against Pittsburgh, so.
D, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm about to go with Cody on this one.
I got a good team.
But hey, Darius, you got to give it to Cody. He's been trying very hard.
He's really good at this stuff.
To make it happen.
I'm just trying to make this work. I'm really busy.
Hey, but let the best team win.
I respect the pick. And I threw up. I threw up on Cody a long time ago, and he doesn't let it go.
I threw up on Cody.
He just doesn't let it go. Cody doesn't let anything go.
Oh my God, we're just saying this shit in like the Michael Jackson voice. Next up, we have Vic versus JT in the "I'm in love with the stripper" bowl.
The big strippers.
Yes, sir. Casper, the big
baby. Casper, baby.
Let's see. We have Geno Smith on Vic, Kyler Murray, Mixon, Dalvin Cook. You know, I mean, you have a fighting chance, Vic.
Your
running backs are pretty nice. T. Higgins, Olave, Hurst. I mean, bro, your team does look better. I'm gonna go ahead and give this one to Victor. JT has been putting up fat points though, so Vic, you need a prayer. But I'll give this one to you, Hulk. Hulk smash.
All right, next one we got J-Dub versus Pat in "I Roll 'Em and You Smoke 'Em" bowl, which you could also use the bowl as. Never mind. And you know what? J-Dub's team is fucking solid as shit, especially with Kamara starting to break out, and then someone gifted him Chris Godwin. Just was like, "Do you need a receiver here? Have mine." And then Amari Cooper's playing at home, and we know that fucker likes to play at home. Yeah. Oh. And the ultimate. I'm calling it now. Allen Robinson has his best game of the season this week because Mick has been trying to trade him for so long, and he finally trades him, and now he's going against him.
That's how the curse works, bro.
Now Allen Robinson's on a good team. He's about to break free. He's about to do work. As long as Pat has Mr. Unlimited as his picture, it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
All right.
Speaking of, thank God Cody traded Walker. Thank God. His team would have been stacked with those three running backs.
Oh, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, it would have been tough to take Cody with those three guys on his team.
For sure.
All right, up next we have Noah versus Keaton in the Academy Sports versus Walmart showdown. I mean, this one's kind of easy. I mean, unless you're going to put up 150 points, Noah, I don't know if you can win this matchup. I mean,
no joke.
Keaton's team is pretty much TLC. I mean, I see no scrubs. So, I mean, yeah, I just got to give the...
Didn't Keaton have his master's? Or something like that? Does he even still work at Walmart?
No.
Yeah, he's still there, bro, pushing carts.
We just continue to bash him about that.
I think Keaton's left Walmart like 2 or 3 years ago. So but it's the only thing we know about him. So it's kind of like, all right, hey, Keaton.
Exactly. How's Walmart, Keith?
He just works at Walmart and kicks ass at fantasy, and we never.
Yes, sir. Takes names.
Nah, good team, Keith. Your team is fucking loaded.
For sure, it's gonna be a hard fight up top.
Man, that Justin Jefferson trade.
Legendary. All right, and the final matchup is me versus Andre in the Boys and Girls Club Classic. If y'all didn't know, a little history between me and Dre at the Boys and Girls Club. We used to play this game where I would pick up Dre with his arms and spin him in a circle because he used to be so light and throw him because that was fun. And we played this game a lot.
Because D was an asshole.
Dre enjoyed this game too as well, man. But one time I got a little out of control and I threw Dre and I broke his arm. And he never asked me to pay for the medical bills, so this is my repayment to Dre. So I think he's going to win, and I was always going to lose week 8.
Damn. D Nice is here, guys.
That's probably why he has long arms, just because you were doing all those stretches.
Yes, sir. Like Stretch Armstrong, just fucking swinging Dre. What we're doing here is now we're going to have some questions from the host to Darius and Vic, and then I'll throw an answer in there too. So these questions, I'll let you guys know what they are. First one is going to be for our favorite, or I guess our best nude scene that we would say is the best in a movie or a TV show. Then we have favorite bachelor party memory and favorite high school memory. All right, so to start off, we're going to do best nude scene. Darius, would you like to go first or you want to skip?
Yeah, man, I'll go. I got some favorites out there. I mean, there was some classics like Halle Berry and Swordfish.
Don't take all of our...
That's a good one. It's a good one.
But I'm just going to go with the very first set of titties I ever saw on the big screen, 1997, Titanic.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Them 1997 titties.
Bruh.
Drop me like one of your French girls. It was a nice scene, man. Those, I mean, it lit up to the hype.
All the parents were trying to close their kids' eyes like, what the hell? It said PG-13.
Yes, sir.
My mom.
That was the first movie and the only movie that I ever went. There was like an intermission between, like, they like paused the movie so people could like go to the bathroom and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, can't believe we all saw that when we were seven and shit. That's crazy.
That's old school, old school. All right, Vic.
All right, mine. Oh, man. It has to be Alexandra Daddario and True Detective.
Took mine, bro.
Oh, dude. It's my girl, though, so I mean.
Mine, too. You got too many damn girls.
Her eye, man, I got a five. Her eyes and those.
Vic's looking around the house right now, Mama. He can't get caught.
Big old titties. What?
Oh man, bro, that's good. Hey, that's a good ass scene. That's a good ass scene. Joe respectfully says that, you know, that was a very, very great performance by Daddario as well as.
I really didn't feel comfortable watching that because.
Oh, that's great. Bro, growing up, my freaking stepdad used to always have like the classic old school movies on VHS that had like titty scenes in them. And so, like, he used to have like Animal House and all the other shit in it. And I just remember, I don't even know like who the hell it is, but I just remember like an Animal House, like same as D, like classic, bro. Like, that's all we had back in the day. Was just seeing some things on a movie or something before, like, you know, AOL and shit, you started finding it. But that, bro, so I'm gonna have to go with Animal House. You know, there's titties everywhere.
Damn, I'm surprised you didn't say like Magic Mike or something with your girl.
Hell no.
With your girl Olivia Munn.
I know who she is.
Her titties are all out in that one.
Nah, I'm gonna go with Animal House, bro. That's a classic for me. I'm sure Berto is probably, you know, in his fucking box truck right now thinking about back in the day with his fucking pillow up. Or sock or whatever the fuck he would.
He's looking up
into.
And he's like, I'm about to beat the my pillow's gonna get it when I get home. I've been saving this one up. I feel so bad for Bree. Can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night seeing freaking Berto pelvic thrusting his fucking pillow? And you don't even have to ask him what the hell he's doing. She's like,
grown ass man.
Berto, I just washed the fucking sheets. He's like, I can't help it, man.
Alright, next question is favorite bachelor party memory. We are going to start with you, D.
Alright, there are some good ones over the years, boys. Some classics. Like, you know. But I'm going to have to go with, I think it was one of my favorite memories that also is one of my worst memories. Is when we were floating the river for, I believe it was Andre's.
Oh, man.
And my boy, Mick, got in a fight with his floaty.
Yes.
And fucking lost.
Oh my gosh. That fool was like, we weren't even halfway through and this fool's bitching about how he's fucking done. And I remember just looking up to the start of the fucking river and looking down to the end of it. And I'm like, Mick, there's nowhere to go. You have to fucking finish, dog. Like, they don't just fucking bring a helicopter to come fly your ass off home. Oh my God.
Set the flare off.
Yes, sir. And then, was that the same time you lost your shit, D?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I got the worst fucking sunburns in my life on that shit.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yeah, because we were all trying to stop to catch up with each other, and we were all watching Mick, and we were all laughing, having a good time, and it was fucking hilarious. And then I'm like, looked up, patted my chest, and my fucking thing wasn't on me anymore. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Bro.
Because he had his keys and the weed.
Yeah, I had his... My keys.
You made him pull off to the sides and wait until Jane came, right?
No, what happened was, I had my license, my keys, and two joints. And I was like, shit, hopefully no one turns that into the cops, because I can't really deny, like, hey, who planted this weed on me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, someone ended up finding it. Yeah. Oh, and remember, wasn't that the same time fucking Smiley lost his GoPro in the water? And he somehow fucking found it with his feet.
I found it with my feet. Bro, that was nuts. I remember Darius's keys were in that fucking thing that he lost.
The worst bachelor party ever.
Oh, yes.
Mick, what do you want to do? I don't know.
Mick, how much money's left? Fucking like $10 is left, and we're not even done for the weekend.
Bro, getting kicked out of VIP that Friday night was the fucking worst.
Bro.
And then going back.
I want to put that in my memory, but I can't. But, like, the fact that I bought that full VIP pass to go in the back, and I'm sitting there enjoying my time, and this fool gets kicked out, and all y'all are waiting outside, wondering where the hell I'm at.
Where the fuck is Victor at?
And I came back.
I'm like, someone go in there and get Vic. No one can fucking find him.
I was in the VIP because Mick was supposed to be in there with me. And he got freaking mugged in the corner and got hustled.
And Mick was coming out to us. And he was coming out to us asking us for more money. And we're like, bro, we ain't got it. And the girl next to him was like, what? Y'all better fucking pay me. And like, we don't have it. And then, like, she went and got her boss and they kicked us all out.
All y'all in turmoil. I'm just sitting there.
Oh my God, bro, that shit was hilarious.
I walked up, I was like, damn, where did everyone go? I forgot who pulled me in from out when told me y'all were outside, and I went out there, I'm like, where the hell? I was like, I wasn't going to let Mick ruin this. I was like, I spent my money.
And then that second night at that beat-ass
y'all got mad at me because I wasn't watching. I was like, I'm not fucking watching him when I'm getting paid, when I paid for this. Oh, yeah. Bro.
What's your favorite, Vic? You got to pick a favorite.
But, dude, back to that beat-ass strip club with the freaking pig and watching the Ohio State game.
Yeah. Oh,
and you kept looking at me every time it was, like, messing up.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, that place was beat to shit.
Bro.
And then fucking Trevor, of course Trevor gets a freaking number by one of the strippers that were there. And Mick was sitting there getting the lap dance with his hands in sitting on his hands.
Yeah, because that was the reason he got kicked out of VIP the night before, because he didn't know he couldn't touch the bitches, and so.
Oh, that shit was great.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
Terrible bachelor party, but a funny-ass memory.
Man, I got a lot. I'll let D go, because I don't want to take D's just in case.
I just went.
He just went, old Adderall ass.
Then you do it. JC, what's yours?
Mine has to be Noah's, which we had no plans. We fucking ended up at rehab, that pool party, and it was fucking crunk as shit, bro.
Vegas remember.
So much happened that day.
And Vic fucking tried to walk in with his Adderall.
It was just me and Darius was there. I was like, dude, will I get in trouble for this shit? Well, it says on there no prescription. I was like, oh fuck. I could put it in the bathroom, and I went in there. I was like, nah, man, I'm not gonna. Because if someone takes this, I'm gonna be even more mad because I don't have it anymore for the rest of the trip. I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm just gonna have to. I'm going back to the hotel. I probably would have gotten away with it because you told me to just put it in my pants.
Yeah.
And I had it in there. They didn't. And they didn't even I had it nothing. In there, and then they're like, we're gonna do pat downs. So I was like,
Oh, shit.
Of course, they don't do one pat down, but I took off.
Bro, that shit, you took forever to get back, but man, we had a fucking ball, bro.
Bro, I don't even know how I got back, because I had no way, I never did an Uber or anything like that before. When
I don't know how
that.
JT got back. We could not even find that.
Bro, oh my god.
That was terrible. That was the worst part of that trip.
Well, disappeared.
But bro, when I walked in, dude, that shit was so freaking crazy. Like, y'all were already in the middle of the pool, freaking had that spot, and it was like in a movie.
That spot
like,
was so clutch.
Was freaking...
I got to give Darius props because he picked that spot. That spot, dude, was clutch as hell.
I just remember that there were all the... lifeguards blowing the whistle every time someone was freaking
grinding.
Yes, sir.
Bro, that's why this is the intro to the pod, bro.
Oh yeah.
Every time I hear it, bro, I think of that fucking pool party.
Bro, good times.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right, Vic. Man.
Go ahead.
I mean, shit, there's so many. I mean, I'm not gonna go without mentioning that Darius is the football game, the flag or the.
Oh, that's right. Flag football in New Orleans was badass. Yeah, that was the time.
Yeah, that was.
That was just different. Yep. Like everyone was watching us. Like that shit was fun.
That was
going
dope.
In that one fucking, seeing Zach get head by a stripper. And then, I remember being so freaking tired because I worked that morning, being so tired, and y'all were like, yeah, we're probably going to call it a night. So I was like, all right, I'm going to head back to the hotel then a little early. And I went to bed, and apparently so much shit more happened. Smalley was in the bathtub naked. Freaking JT
He's
scoring.
Always in the bathtub naked. Which bachelor party are you talking about?
Yeah, it came out multiple times.
I just remember waking up in the morning and Zach waking up and looking down and be like, I made a huge mistake. The shit burned so much. I was like, oh my god.
Oh god.
Bro, man.
I remember Smiley getting into it with Ashley too during that
whole
trip.
Oh my god. And we were talking about the Popeye's chicken.
Oh my god, bro, that chicken finger on the side table.
We were like, chicken strip. You're eating with your eyes. Like,
bro, till this day, I crack up thinking about how we were like, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And JT was like, bro, let's go to Popeye's in Louisiana. I bet it's the fucking shit. And we're like, bro, it's the fucking same everywhere, dog. It ain't going to be no dinner.
No, that's what I said.
But he was so sure. Oh, it was you, motherfucker.
Yeah, because it was my bachelor party. So I was choosing the menu. I'm like, I want some fucking Popeye's in New Orleans, so.
That's right. And I was like,
man,
bro, this biscuit?
We're like, we're gonna go to the strip club with these chicken tenders and put it in, use them as money.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that shit was funny.
That shit was funny.
Oh man, but I think I'm gonna have to go with yours, JC.
Damn.
And it involved me, Dre, when me and Dre saved Michael Shea's marriage.
He knew,
bro.
Before he got wasted.
He's also one of those nicest guy. And walking into that club with the mechanical bull, and Dre and Shay were walking in, and he goes, "Man, don't let me do anything stupid." And me and Dre are like, "You?" You're like, "What the fuck are you talking about, Shay?" As soon as he walked in, of course, like someone he knew came up and like talking to him, and then he was drinking and getting messed up, and Dre and I are just like watching him, like. Bro, what the fuck did Shay end up getting? Where did Shay get game? Like, what the fuck? This dude loses weight and he just got this game.
We had no idea Michael Shay had game. Like, I went to the strip club last week with my wife and she's like, so do the girls just come up to you? I'm like, no, not unless you're Michael Shay. And like,
yes,
dude,
sir.
Bro, oh, we don't even talk about our first attempt at our very first strip club we went to as a group.
Pink Monkey.
The Pink Monkey girl. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, bro. That place got shut down. It was so fucking broad.
But yeah, we're sitting there, Dre and I are watching him and we're like, damn, this dude has game, like what the fuck? And then all of a sudden we see Shay just nonchalantly just shook his head yes and started walking out with this female and Dre and I were like, what the fuck? We were like, is this really happening right now?
Yes, It's like Jekyll and Hyde, bro.
Dude, he went out. He went all the way out the bar, and we had to run out there and be like, Shane, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
And he's like, bro, it's fine. No. It's fine. It's fine. Because he already knew.
And he was a little drunk or whatever, and he was like, he's like, I know them. I know them. He's like, nope, get your ass back in there. Like, nope, get your ass back in there. We ain't playing this.
Yes,
and like,
sir.
Man, this girl wasn't ugly either, but it was like, I don't know if he saw someone, saw her and knew her and knew that something might happen or what, but like, he warned us. Maybe. And Dre were like, why are you warning us? Like, if anything, you'd be the last person we'd think about.
That's hilarious.
And the, that shit.
So many good bachelor parties, bro. Like, I
bro,
did, I'm starting
just that
to think
whole, but that whole shit. Vegas, dude, if we could.
Vegas, bro.
I wish
you can't even
could,
fucking
like,
go anymore, bro.
Bro, if we had a freaking camera person to follow us through that whole trip, just to relive it, because just in our heads, just reliving it, it doesn't even seem like.
Too epic.
Bro, just the fact that we found that freaking pass. And we're like, dude, this is too good to be true. What are you talking about? Going to all clubs
that shit was
and club hopping. Like, out of all people, that would have been that's the perfect thing for us. Because we don't like to stay anywhere for long.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we thought the Hooters
won. We thought
the Hooters won. That was the first one. We're like, oh, shit. And they got chicken strips.
Yes, sir.
And freaking. Then we ran into Noah's brother-in-law.
You aren't you taking fucking forever to get ready, ironing your wife beater on the fucking.
I ironed with my wife beater on. I can't help it. I had to try to look nice.
You fucking goon ass.
And all
you
that
used to piss
and
me
all
the
that,
fuck up.
And the snapbacks.
And all that money I wasted. And all that money I wasted on that one chick there. Because it was her birthday.
Oh, bro.
You about to have someone walk up in your frame and fucking slap the shit out of you. Bro, that shit was hilarious.
Do we still have that picture?
I think.
What picture, bro? We have no evidence.
When we were. No, we had that one picture where we were on top of Mandalay Bay. That's why it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that shit happened.
Because it happened 2 months after we left.
Yeah.
No, it happened in October.
Oh, bro.
It was
like Noah's fucking brother-in-law and the bro, asking girls at the club if you can see their teeth because he's a dentist. Bro. That fool's pickup lines. Oh, that
dude,
shit was
that
cold.
Shit's crazy because that the shooting happened 1 month after we left in that same place.
Yeah, no, that shit was crazy. We just missed
bro,
it.
That all right. Chick took all my money. Bro, and we have a picture with her, and then JT's like asleep.
Oh, that chick? Oh, bro. All right, let's jump into the next one.
Picture.
Favorite high school memory, D.
All right, I'm going to keep it pretty simple since we're kind of rambling on, but my favorite memory is just the cattle trip. But to be more specific, the very last part of the trip after eating at CC's, playing that prank on Birdo, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life. Was just
yes,
all pretending to leave, Birdo's taking a shit, him running out that door, looking both ways, and then running to the highway. I don't think I'll ever forget his face, man. So good.
Yes, bro. Yes. That was the fucking best. That was the fucking best.
Go ahead, Squeeze.
All right, Vic. You want me to go again?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't even think this is high school, but I remember whenever I had a party at my dad's. No, I don't think I was living with my dad during high school. So I can't use that one. But I was going to say the Halloween party that we had at my dad's, and Victor was dressed up as Mario with the big-ass fucking hands, and JT came as Michael Jackson, and that fool was fucking... Nah, he would never break character the whole fucking night. And so every time he talked to him, he was fucking trying to talk like Michael Jackson the whole time, like, oh, man, I don't know if I can do that, man, you know? It's like,
bro,
JT, shut the fuck up,
bro.
Goes
back to the freaking the bachelor party, him on... in New Orleans when he would do the Michael Jackson, all the white women would go crazy with him just doing
oh
Michael
yeah
Jackson
yeah
dance.
that's right
you showing out Dippy... showing his penis or Smiley's dick to everyone.
Oh no. And then I was showing the picture of Smiley's penis for beads and girls were like throwing fucking beads for him. That shit was funny.
That week was the first time I actually like talked to J-Dub for a long time, and that dude was like, he's like, dude, watch this. He would like go and squeeze someone's ass, and I'd be standing there looking at like, looking at him. I was like, what the fuck?
That's hilarious. The I remember Dippy came as a Domino's driver, and we were all giving him shit because we were like, what a lazy ass fucking costume, Dippy.
He's like, I couldn't across him. I just got off the ship and played some RuneScape for a little bit.
If I had to pick high school, I would say having those LAN party and tournaments. Remember when I used to have Madden tournaments in my dad's house? And fucking Halo tournaments.
And I brought the guy that Chris Simon. He won.
Oh my god! I was so pissed that night, bro. This fool wasn't even supposed to be there. Chris Simon just goes in there and cleans up.
But who was I playing where I won on like the very last play and it was recorded? We were recording it.
Oh yeah. I probably have it on my hard drive. I gotta find it.
And I won on the very last play.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Oh, I beat Jared. That's who I beat.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Bro, those were the fucking best, bro. Those LAN parties I used to have.
Good times.
Oh, man, good times for sure. All right, go ahead.
I could talk about, you know, the time where Smiley recorded Mick's one and only play in JV football.
Oh, my God. That was varsity football, man. God.
No, he went on varsity.
He was a senior. He was on varsity by default.
Are we sure? Yeah. Oh, man. He got pushed 50 yards. He got to the end zone before the running back did. That was fucked up by Smiley for posting that. Could have been that. Could have been when Coach Clark threw the marker against the wall and professionally went over there and picked it up for him. But, no, it has to be at Athens with Cody fake walking into the chair.
Yes, and
snapping the chair leg. And me being my drunk ass, drunk, getting mad, picking up that chair and saying, "Don't
nobody
fuck
with Cody,"
and grabbing it and chunking it and breaking the lights.
And then me saying, "Like this is why we can't buy Vic to fuck it in."
And doing the MTV Cribs,
bro. When Muhammad was trying to sit in that chair with one leg by the fire,
I did my MTV Cribs, and I was like. I put
so crazy.
And the Stone Cold Steve Austin, who did that? Or was that? No, don't.
Oh no, Trev did that on the bachelor
Trevor
party.
Trev did
right?
that at the bachelor party.
Oh wait, I think someone did. Oh, someone did do it in Athens.
Me. They did it to me.
Oh yeah, somebody did it to you.
That was.
Vic is still pissed.
No. What about? No, because I think I said they could do it. And then me getting like in a disagreement with Sheldon's girlfriend at the time or whatever, or she didn't like me or whatever because we were always arguing.
Oh, that's right, that's right. She did not like you, bro. Bro, you remember Mick getting slapped in the face by Isaac?
Oh, yeah. Fucking brutal.
The video. Oh, my God. That's still on Facebook somewhere. All right, boys. We could fucking ramble on all fucking night about memories. I got to upload this shit. For the boys.
Wasn't it supposed to just be an hour?
Yeah, you fucking went way over, motherfuckers.
Hey, all right, boys. It makes the day better, dude. It makes the day go by faster.
For sure. I got to thank you guys for co-hosting with me today. It was very last minute, so appreciate you boys jumping on. Is there anything you want to say to the league while you got their ear?
Yeah, I'm not trading Kelsey, Taylor, or Herbert, so stop asking.
Yeah, Birdo and Mick. Leave him alone.
You're not getting Cook or any of my receivers, Birdo, for your garbage ass trash on the end of your bench that you just picked up of waivers. Remember I said Birdo's not gonna win another fantasy football game. And what's the punishment if Mick gets last place twice?
It's the same punishment.
Twice.
Like and he quits. Is he banned for life?
I mean, shit.
I don't think he's going to quit again. I don't think. I mean, his trades he's making, the things he's doing, I mean, I don't see how he can get much worse. So I think he'll be fine.
I mean, this punishment is nothing compared. I mean, it still sucks, but it's nothing compared. I mean, the punishment he quit from was a lot easier. The WAP video, that would have been. A lot easier than what he's going to have to do now.
What he's going to have to do? You're so fucking confident. You have one fucking win, guy. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I'm telling you. Don't worry about me. I don't get last place.
Oh, God. We'll see. All right, boys. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again. Fantasy football crew, we out.
Oh, shit. There's another...